Mo. I am Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by Juliland.com. As always today, I am joined by the world's greatest photographer, Richard Avery.
Thank you. Nobody's ever said that before.
Well, you know, I felt I had to. Because it's true.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
It is true. Last week, we had Dr. Chantel Tibbles on, and we had so much fun, we decided to bring her back. Last week, we also talked about very serious topics, her new book.
Mm-hmm. It was very serious.
This time, we wanted to have more fun with you.
Fantastic.
What's her book called?
Her book is called You Study What? It's been a week. I have to remember these things. And I have read the book, and it's amazing. I can't remember the entire subtitle,
so please. It's called You Study What? One Sociologist's Journey Through Sex, Society, and Adult Entertainment.
That's quite the title.
Did you ever do any like lab work in this research?
I did ethnographic work. So I went and I observed at all sorts of different settings. I did a lot of in-depth interviews. But no, I didn't get any porn performers in the lab and put electrodes on their brain.
Did you ever like try getting naked in front of the camera to see what it would be like?
Oh, you mean auto ethnographic work? No, I never did any of that.
Then how would you know?
I don't. That's the thing that's
interesting. You need to try that.
Sometimes I think about myself and I think I'm sort of a fraud because I say all the stuff that I see or I say the things that people tell me and, you know, I don't think I change anything in translation, but I really have absolutely no idea.
You have to experience it. It's like we went for years ago, we were going to start porn camp where normal girls could be a porn star for a day. Like they would like blow you. I would take pictures of them and they would do the whole thing for the day and they would get to be, that's what you need. You need to go to porn camp.
I like this idea.
You do?
I like the blowing part. Yeah,
you would.
I'm sure you would like that idea.
But you got to go out and try it.
Well.
Look at her. She's like,
We'll talk about this later.
So we were so serious last time. Yep. We thought we'd have a little bit of fun. We just started talking about sex. So I decided I wanted to throw together some just random questions that we could talk about. Something
awesome.
Just off the wall.
Literally off the wall and on a piece of paper.
Let's calm down here. I have to be prepared every so often.
Okay.
Tell you what. Celebrity sex fantasies. Do you have anybody?
Oh, that's interesting to think about. I hate to admit Matthew McConaughey and Michelle
which
Rodriguez.
Which one? Which Matthew?
He doesn't like anything that I like.
No, I don't. Which Matthew, though? Dazed and Confused Matthew?
Contact Matthew?
Not Contact
the
Matthew.
Lincoln Lawyer?
The Lincoln Lawyer.
No, that one I like where he was Confused. The lawyer, where it was like A Time to Kill, and he was like all sweaty in the South. I liked that, Matthew McConaughey.
I like Dazed and Confused one best.
That one was good, too.
Wooderson.
Yeah. That was his first, like,
I keep getting older, and they say the same age.
Yeah. That's like what some of us do with who
That's
we're dating.
That's me. That's
very nice. The same thing with porn stars.
That's what I do.
Me personally, I am dating someone younger.
Yes, that comment was directed at you.
Yes, I know exactly. One of mine is definitely Mila Kunis. Hot, cute, fun.
Perfect.
But I also go to a different demographic. I like older women.
Oh.
Helen Mirren is so fucking hot. I saw her in a bathing suit one time, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm not talking Helen Mirren in Caligula. I'm talking Helen Mirren now. 70 years old, red too, you know, these things, hot. The other one I have a real big fantasy for is Martha Stewart. I've always had a thing for
that
woman.
Look at his blushy face.
Well, no, her little perfectionism. I want to live in her little world. And but I'd let her dominate.
You want to fuck her on a nice bed that's properly made with 600 count linen.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not to make a
plate of like lemon squares.
No. But the biggest thing is at the end, I want her to say it was a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Let's move on.
Let's go with this is something you actually wrote about and one of my favorite topics: anal gape.
Oh yes.
No.
What's up with it? You
Gross.
Into it?
I find it frightening.
Gross.
I honestly, like, I get that some people like it, but I wonder what happens to those assholes in 20 years. Like, the literal
Thank
assholes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, the actual, what is going to happen?
We had that discussion on Porn Star Life Coach with all the girls, and I said to them all, 20 years from now, I won't be here, but somebody needs to let me know what happens to everybody.
Yeah.
And Phoenix said that a lot of girls are going to have their butts refixed,
yeah,
basically.
It's too much. And then too, I wonder, you know, when you're sitting somewhere and the sun is shining in and you can see all those little flecks of dust and stuff in the air, every time I see a gaping scene and there's sun or it's a brightly lit room, I'm like, how many of those little bits of dust are finding their way in there? And I get concerned because that seems like a thing to be worried about. So I get that people like it, but not for me.
I have no concern whatsoever about these things. It's not my asshole. I think it's hot, so I jerk off to it.
Oh, I don't like it.
Okay, so let's go a little tamer. Let's go with a little bit tamer. Let's go with... We're the same generation.
Yes, we are.
We both watched 90210.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, Brennan Walsh or Dylan McKay?
Dylan, come on. Really? Is there even a question? Oh, Dylan, all the way.
Well, see, I was into Tori Spelling.
No, really?
See, I was into Tori Spelling, and everybody mocked me for that. But I always wanted to be Brennan Walsh because he was the cool kid. I never wanted to be Dylan McKay. I wasn't the badass. I wanted to be the good kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
No, I always
drive that Mustang, I think is what he was driving.
Can I tell you my...
The Stang that he crashed with his
little
one...
incest with Shannon Doherty? No. Richard?
Can I tell you my Ian Ziering story?
Yes, please.
This is one of the best crazy so Hollywood moments. Sanders. I'm up off of Outpost. I'll make this fast. I'm up on Outpost somewhere up in the Hollywood Hills with a friend, I won't name names here, shooting a porn film. And they asked me if I'd come and just... see my friend, he asked if I would shoot a quick box cover for him, and I don't really do box covers, but I said, hey, I'll help him out. So I went up there to shoot the box cover. It took me 10 minutes to take the picture of some girl, and whatever. So he had to do this scene, and it was outside the house, like on this long, there was a private house with a long driveway with a gate. So we're at the top of the road, and this guy and girl are on like a bench, like a park bench, fucking the shit out of each other. Really good scene, you know, just the guy's railing the shit out of her. Huh. I'm, you know, 40 feet away with the director. We're just talking, you know, because nobody really directs. They're just point a camera and shoot. So they're just shooting the scene. And next thing you know, we see this guy walking up the driveway. And I turn around and it's Ian Ziering. And he comes, stands literally right next to me. And his arms are crossed and he's watching the scene with watching this girl get fucked. And the director's on my left, he's on my right. And we're just for 10, 15 minutes, we're watching this scene. This
Nobody
girl
says
get fucked.
Anything.
Nobody's supposed to. And Ian, look, and I smile and he smiles. And then they finish the scene and Ian goes, that was really cool. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what are you guys doing? We're making a porn. And in my head, I was just kind of going, wow, this is so freaking Hollywood. A girl's getting fucked on a porn set and Ian Ziering is here watching it.
Did
with
he have
me.
That those little mullet like that he used to have back
a
in
little
the day?
Bit, yeah. How long ago was this? This is probably 20 years ago, maybe a little less.
Well, I go to Coffee Bean. I go to my Coffee Bean every day. Love my place. And there was Andrea Zuckerman standing right. I was right behind her. She's 50 years old. She looks like my mom. And I was sitting there going, oh, she was kind of the geek on the show. I liked her. So, okay.
Next topic.
Okay, just got announced. Ben Affleck is going to be in the new Batman. And everybody has an opinion on this. But let's go with who is officially the worst Batman? Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, or Christian Bale?
Christian Bale was good. I don't think he even.
We're not going
to be
with good. We're
list.
Going with
Christian
bad.
Christian Bale is number one, and I'd say the last one would be in my book. George Clooney.
George Clooney.
See, everybody picked on Clooney. I was more of a Val Kilmer. I've never been.
I liked the Val Kilmer movie. Actually, I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, I think he kind of used to look like a cat back in those days. He was kind of sexy.
He was sexy back in the day. Yeah.
I'm judging
Come on, Top Gun.
Right
I just
now.
Watched That's Top okay. Gun. He was really good.
Oh yeah, and he was like. Extra
Iceman.
Feline, I know, but so good. But he had such a cat face back in those days.
And he's a nice guy. And he's a really nice guy.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
Yes.
Really?
I have. Actually, this is a terribly embarrassing story.
She's like I was four,
no,
and my
I wasn't.
Mom threw me in the little
yes,
rubber pool.
No, I was actually, it was the summer between my second and third years of undergrad at UCLA, and it was hot as shit, kind of the temperature it is currently in this studio. And it was summertime, Westwood, totally empty, and me and a girlfriend, another friend, we decided we would go break into the Sunset Commons pool because there was a big Olympic lap pool, and then there was also a diving pool that we called the Shark Tank because it was small but crazy deep, and the people would like do the flips and dive in there. So we climbed over the fence. Of course, nobody had a bathing suit. We all jumped in. We're just swimming around, causing no problems, whatever. And then all of a sudden, there's like, meow, and UCPD, probably three or four of them above the hill with the lights on. And everybody was like in the water. Oh, no. And I was like, you know what? I am not getting caught in this pool. But as naked, no way. So I got out and got dressed real quick and stood there. I'm like, I don't know what the rest of these people are doing. I was just here for, like, you know, observation purposes.
So that's the closest thing to your porn performance.
Yes,
right,
that
there.
Was
you
the closest.
Are, you are nude.
Thank goodness that happened. Have you ever done it?
I have not. I'm way too self-conscious now. And when I was young, you know, listen, I was a thin kid. I was doing well. I still didn't want
to
do it.
Well, I've been to hedonism 6 times.
Okay, you're just showing off now.
Yeah.
That's no. With Julie.
I can barely spell hedonism.
Yeah. There's actually, nothing like going to hedonism with, do you remember porn star Julian? Male porn star?
No, I don't. Oh,
tattoos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Major, huge penis. And I would yell at him, Julian, don't ever come anywhere near the beach with me with that thing. Because it was a nudist beach. I go, you make me look like a little boy. Go away.
Go away, Julian. Go away.
Okay, I'm dealing with this right now at home. In a relationship, should the bathroom door be opened or closed while it's being used?
Closed.
Depends on what you're using it for.
See, that's obviously
yeah,
what's...
If
no.
you're peeing, you can leave it open.
Oh, no, no. If you're, like, putting on makeup, leave it open. If you're in any way, shape, or form expelling things from one's body, close the door.
See, I agree with the close the door all the time. The girlfriend believes that it's open for that. Now we've had a couple of the, you know, number two incidents going on, and it's like, no, 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 this does not happen. I'm not...
You
yeah,
close
I'm not
the door for number two.
Yeah, always. I think that's the right way to go. So
it's
yeah,
this
I just
poor form.
I just
otherwise.
Wanted to make sure
they're sharing, and then they're sharing.
Yeah, exactly. We're not that close yet.
Exactly. Or we never will be.
Pipe down. Let's calm down here. Sex on the first date.
What about it?
Do you do it? Have you?
Can I plead the fifth? No. Yes, I have.
Really?
I have.
You know, I would always have sex on the first date. I don't judge girls. I've no listen, if that's what you want to do, great. And I've actually had a number of women over 30 that are totally cool with sex on the first date. It's like, listen, I want to fuck you.
I've never had sex on a first date, but I've had sex on a first shoot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's not really a date, it's more work.
That's what I tried to convince them. It's work.
It's for work.
And I'll make you a star if you do what I say. Works every time.
It's research. It's research. Let's go simpler. Best kind of breakfast cereal.
I don't really eat cereal, but I would say that my favorite kind is Cheerios, just because I really like their ad campaigns lately.
Wow, Cheerios. I'm going Captain Crunch, but after about the fourth bowl is when my mouth is literally bleeding from the scraping.
Yeah, Cocoa it does
Puffs.
That.
Ooh, Cocoa Puffs are good as well.
Especially when they're soft.
Yes. You have your interns go out and actually get Cocoa Puffs for you.
All the time.
When I was younger, I used to like grape nuts quite a bit.
Doesn't that just make you shit?
I don't think so.
I thought that's what old people ate to make
you
shit.
She was the only regular 6-year-old.
Exactly. I've been regular
organized.
My whole life.
But the door was always closed.
Exactly.
Okay, this is one of my arguments that I get in all the time. One of my biggest things is why do we allow, and I'm just going to pick on soy milk. Why do we allow soy milk to be called milk? It's a fucking bean. Milk comes from a boob, not a bean.
So should they call it soy liquid?
Soy juice.
Soy juice.
Soy okay. juice.
Anything that you don't call it orange milk, coconut milk, any of those things, that's juice.
I think because it's one of those, soy milk is one of those replacement products. Like when you get the, like when you go to a vegan or vegetarian place and you see chicken, but it's spelled like chick, an apostrophe, and then an N. Like, it's not chicken, it's chicken kind of thing. And it's that fake stuff to replace it. So with soy milk, it's like, oh, I'm still drinking milk, but not really. So it's an attempt through language to trick yourself.
Sure. Although
that's
I
my theory.
Come on. Velveeta actually puts it as cheese food.
Yeah.
Because it's not cheese. So I have an issue. I have
agree.
This argument a lot. I get very angry. I have no idea. I have no idea why. Richard, do you drink soy milk?
No.
Are you lactose intolerant? Anything
I
like that?
Drink way too much milk and something I need to cut back on.
Really? Whole milk?
Yeah.
Really? I grew up around dairies and I had a friend.
I'm really bad. My weakness is chocolate milk.
Really?
Chocolate milk is good.
I used to drink chocolate milk like every day, all day, every day.
Chocolate milk is good.
Since I was like 10.
Have you ever just taken chocolate milk and put it in the blender, just the milk, the chocolate, and then blended it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I've done it all.
It just turns it
into I've done
a
it
whole
all.
Different
I did a video with Sammy Rhodes covering herself in chocolate milk, pouring it all over her body, and I cried because she was wasting my chocolate milk.
It was an emotion.
It was really sad. And,
see, if
I did
it would have been chocolate soy milk, it would have been okay.
Yeah, I did Angel Vane covered in chocolate syrup. That was fun because she let me lick it off her.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That works out well.
Yeah. I like girls who share.
That's always fun. Since I went to the boobs, you know, because that's where milk truly comes from, is more than a handful truly a waste? I'm a big tit fan. I love gigantic tits. The bigger, the better. There's some woman that has, like, Z's that are fake, that are literally the size of beach balls, and I find them fascinating.
Like, fascinating, like, you're interested in them? I want
to play with them, yes. Really? I want to play with them,
I would think
yes.
that would feel like a beach ball, just with a little skin layer over it. I don't know.
Basically 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would totally.
He's the three-year-old.
I'm getting my Captain Crunch and playing with his double X boobs or whatever size
That's
they
too
are.
Much.
No?
When I was five, yeah, I would have thought that was hot. When I was 10, I might have thought that was hot. But I kind of grew up realizing it's not that hot.
I guess I haven't. Have you ever felt a girl's boobs?
Yes.
Oh. That seemed pretty rolled right off your tongue often.
No, that's something girls do. It's like, look at this. I just got these. This is this happening. It's not a
Especially thing. When girls get boob jobs. They want everybody to feel.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Is that what girls do in the bathroom when you all herd off to go?
It depends on the girls. No? Yeah. That's happened before.
Oh, I like your boobs. Oh, those are great. Oh, my God. Yeah, I like the way your bra fits your tits. And They do that with me all the time. Really? All the time.
I can remember one time when I went to Vegas to see a friend of mine whose name I will not mention, but she had just gotten her boobs done. And I don't even think she was picking me up. And I don't even think we got in the car. And she was like, look, Phil.
I've taken six girls to get their boob jobs in the last 30 years. I've taken girls... The weirdest I've I always say next do you know the Dr. Garth Fisher? Mm-mm. He used to be married to Brooke. He's one of the greatest plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills. I said to him next to him, I'm an expert when it comes to that stuff.
See, there you go.
It's
who do you think has the best? Well, let's not say the best and who in the industry. Who do you think has really great fake tits right now?
Kirsten Price.
I can't answer that question because I could be killed.
You could be.
It's like when people ask me, who's your favorite girl? Like, really?
No, of course. Yeah. I think Asa's are amazing.
Theirs are, oh.
Yeah.
Asa's are amazing.
Yeah, she comes out and says that they're fake. Sorry, Asa, if you don't. But they are phenomenal. And the other one I really liked was Ashlyn Brooks. She used to be the contract girl for New Sensations. I always thought that they were big, hanging, natural looking. I always loved them. So I personally just love gigantic tits. I love all tits, really, honestly. But don't judge me.
He's regressing to his childhood here.
It's okay.
Did your mother breastfeed you?
No, she did not.
There's your problem. There's your problem.
I guess there was latching on issues. So,
like you would latch on.
Like
and
no,
let
I
go?
Didn't latch on. We didn't. We weren't compatible. On. That's why I believe I was switched to birth.
I see.
Oh, there's mom's stories. Trust me, we could do an entire show on the freak show of my mother.
Aww.
We're gonna have her on a guest next week.
We could. She actually has come on to a radio show before. She called in. I was on somebody's show, and she
you
called
told
in.
Me about this.
Yeah, she called in out of nowhere. There's nothing weirder than having, hi, my name's Mary from Corinth, Mississippi. And I'm standing out behind the glass booth going, holy shit, that's my mom. What the fuck? How did she know about this? Freaking out. The girls all loved talking to her, and that all worked out really, really, really well.
Fantastic.
So let's see.
Next one?
Let's go with the easiest one, the obvious one right now. Twitter or Facebook?
Oh, Twitter.
Facebook is a waste.
Facebook is it's not even worth, I mean, I hate to say dedicating time to, but it's just so, every single day, it's like a different terms of service, and a cancel this, and a do that.
It's over.
And it's so, I love it. It's so pick and choose. I mean, there was a girl who had a really serious stalker page on Facebook. She would send her pictures, her license, DMCA, this, that, everything, and they left this disturbing Facebook page, pictures of her daughter, pictures inside her garage. Facebook would not take it down. It was clearly this nutcase, and she had to fight. That's not okay.
No, I agree. I think we're all anti-Facebook. I keep it for the family, so it shuts them the fuck up.
I love MySpace.
Yeah. And I'm still on Friendster.
I went back to Friendster.
Yeah, I looked it up.
I love all the dating sites.
The dating sites are fun. I worked on a Match.com commercial one time, that was a lot of fun to meet. They brought in actual people, and these were real people, 30 people that have been in Match.com things. And it was interesting to see these people that are like, and two people I believe actually hooked up while they were in town.
I got a better story. We shot an ad for J-Date. And with all real members and stuff like that. And the guys told us J-Date is by far the best site to get laid because all the little Jewish girls all want husbands and they'll do anything to get one to make their daddy happy. So they'll blow and suck and fuck. First date. It's like the place to go for getting laid.
Time for you to convert, Mo.
No, I can fake it. I can fake it. I'm sure.
Oi!
Exactly. I don't eat bacon or something like that. Yeah, really. Exactly. I can point out Israel on a map. That's about as good as I can do. So, well, like I said, we wanted to bring you back in.
Thank you. Less serious,
more fun. Tell us where we can find you on one of these social media sites.
Oh, Twitter, of course, always at Dr. Chantel. And you can also find me on pvvonline.com and also ChantelTibbles.com.
And where can we find this book that we spoke of?
This book, this You Study What One Sociologist's Journey Through Sex, Society, and Adult Entertainment book on Amazon.com.
I believe that is what I read.
Yes, it is available there. Yes, you can get it for your Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, you
can download the
Kindle app. It has a picture of me.
That's it?
Yeah, and it has an awesome
cover. So it's like a bunch of words?
It's a bunch of words. You got to read it. But some of those words are pretty funny, right?
They are pretty funny.
I like pictures.
I was expecting to see naked girls, but it wasn't there. But I read it, and I'm not much of a reader, and I truly did enjoy it. I recommend everybody going out and picking it up. I am Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can find all sorts of cool BTS photos from some of the sets that I work on. So take a listen to next week's show, and thanks for listening.
Bye.